Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. If you have your Bible handy, we're going to be turning to the book of Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, and please turn with me to Mark chapter number 9. In that portion of the Word of God, we're going to be looking at verse number 28 and verse number 29. So if you've located that particular book, please look with me, starting with verse number 28. The Bible says, "And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could not we cast him out?' And he said unto them, 'This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.'" You know, my friend, it was not too long ago I was approached by a dear friend of mine, and we had a very interesting conversation. In that conversation, he made a rather unusual comment to me. He said, "Hey, preacher, you are one of my heroes." Now, of course, I've been called several things in the past, but never have I been called someone's hero. He then told me why I was considered one of his heroes. Once he had finished sharing that information with me, I could not help but think of this particular statement, this two-word statement, and that is, "this kind, this kind." Tonight, I want to speak to you on that subject entitled, "This Kind." You know, it's rather interesting, as we read here in this portion of the Word of God, the Bible says once again, "And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could not we cast him out?' And he said unto them, 'This kind, this kind, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.'" Now, there's another portion of Scripture that gives us more information, greater details concerning what we've just read. If you have your Bible, now turn with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel. We're going to be looking at chapter number 17 in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 17, and I'll have you to note with me starting with verse number 14. We're going to be reading verse 14 through verse 21. There, the Bible says, "And when they were come to the multitudes, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' Then Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.'" And then the Bible says, "And when Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour." But then we read, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'How could not we cast him out?' Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove thence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Now, of course, in this portion of the Word of God, we can conclude four things concerning what we've just read. Number one, in verse number 14, we see a distraught father. We understand that this father brought his son to the disciples. And the Bible tells us then, secondly, in verse number 15, we see a demon-possessed son, while the Bible says his son was not fully equipped to act as a normal child. The Bible reveals to us that he was demon-possessed. But then in verse number 16, The Bible reveals to us the depleted disciples. In so much, the Bible says in verse 16, "And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Yes, my friend, we see or we read the depleted disciples. But then in verse number 18, we see a delivering Savior. For there we read in verse 18, "And he rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour." I want to give you four interesting points as we think on the subject this kind. And the first thing I want to bring to your attention is the problem before the text. The problem before the text. Now, of course, the problem is not that the father in our text had a son given over to demonic activity, while that is true. But the problem is that the disciples could not cast out the demon. You see, my friends, the physicians could not cure him. No demon anonymous program could cure him. And obviously, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ could not cure him. Now, the disciples had been given authority to cast out demons according to the word of God. Over there in Mark chapter 6, verse 7 and 13, the Bible records these words. The Bible says, "And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And they cast out many devils, and anointed them with oil many that were sick, and healed them." And so we see here in this portion of the word of God that there obviously was a problem. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast tonight, and maybe you, my friend, feel as though one who has no power, because evidently the disciples had no power to which to cast out a demon or demons out of this young lad. Perhaps you have no power in prayer. Perhaps you have no power in preaching. Perhaps you have no power in proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. If that's you, my friend, you too have a problem. So we see here first and foremost that there is a problem before us in the text. But then secondly, we understand the passiveness of the text. That is, in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 16, the Bible says, "And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Some in the arena of Christianity today are content on not experiencing the supernatural. I'm not talking about casting out demons, nor am I talking about speaking in tongues. And of course, I'm not talking about raising the dead. No, my friend, I am referring to living a life with no miracles to observe, having no goals to achieve, and having no crowns to pursue. You see, my friend, that's the average context of the average church today. Most in the average church are used to the routine. They are used to the mundane. They are used to the average. Of course, after years of serving the Lord and yet seeing few, if any, of the supernatural take place in their life, many are settled with the humdrum. Friends, can I say to you, I don't want to live a Christian life of humdrum. I want this kind. I want to know that my life is counting for something in the service of the King. So we see here the passiveness of the text. And at this particular point, we also notice the problem before us in the text. And thirdly, we want to look at the potential of the text. Now, of course, as we read here in our text, you might recall it was the disciples who were defeated, who were discouraged, who were somewhat despondent because they could not heal this young lad. In fact, the Bible says, according to their words, "Lord, why could not we cast him out?" And the Lord Jesus would respond by giving them those two amazing words, "this kind." What did our Lord mean when he referred to that statement, "this kind"? Here it is. So you want your relatives to be saved. Friend, that's going to require this kind. So you want your Sunday school class to grow. You want your bus route to grow. You want your classes of all ages to grow. Friend, that will require this kind. Not talking about the best job. Not talking about the biggest house. Not talking about the best trade options available. No, my friend, I am talking about this kind. You know, tonight, our homes are dying because of lack of this kind. Our churches are empty tonight or will be empty tomorrow for lack of this kind. Our country is on life support because of the rejection of this kind. Not normal preaching, but this kind of preaching. Not contemporary songs, but this kind of songs. Our disciples said that they were in bad shape. Why? Because they no longer thought about this kind. A certain church had a two-week-long revival meeting. There were about 75 people who showed up each night. By the time the meeting was over, 13 men had surrendered to preach the gospel. And tonight, all 13 of those men are pastoring churches all across the country. Why? Because they were able to tap into this kind of church, this kind of ministry, this kind of service, this kind of enthusiasm. Well, my friend, I wonder about you. Have you tapped into this kind? If you stay tuned for the next broadcast, we'll look more into detail concerning this kind. Until then, trust Jesus as your Savior. Make him number one in your life. Make sure you surrender all, and friend, will you be willing to answer the call?